Welcome back to our Lenten journey as we follow along with Christ during this transitional time of Christ's birth to his death and then resurrection. Last podcast, we discussed the significance of Advent transitioning into Lent and the foretelling of what was to happen. If you remember, the Christmas season is a time when the true nature of Christ is revealed. This is shared during the Epiphany of the wise men when they find the child Jesus in Bethlehem, and also when Jesus comes out of the water of the River Jordan at his baptism. We know that through these two events, Jesus is revealed as King, Priest, Martyr, Savior, and Son of God. Almost immediately after his baptism, Jesus is called into the desert by the Holy Spirit for 40 days to face the temptations of his humanity. Jesus needed these 40 days of fasting and prayer to prepare himself for living out what God had called him to do. The same is true for us. Our nature is revealed at our own baptism. During the sacrament, we are accepted into the family of God. As members of God's family, we made certain promises to our Father. I always think of the Spider-Man movie when Peter Parker's grandmother reminds him that with great power comes great responsibility. As baptized Christians, we have a calling to continue living out the Catholic faith with the power of God supporting us, and part of that calling is to witness the faith for others. We aren't called to ride on the coattails of what Jesus did, but rather pick up our own crosses and journey with him as he modeled for us. By fully participating in the journey of Lent, we are entering our own 40 days in the desert to help prepare us, just like Christ. Lent is a season to stop and reflect on our own lives and how we are living out our baptismal promises. By reflecting on our own lives, we can stop and see where our time and energy is spent. Is it spent on activities that bring ourselves and others closer to God? Or by putting him on the back burner and taking our relationship with him for granted? I like to compare this time in the desert to going to a gym. To get in shape and stay healthy, it takes time and effort, and it isn't easy. Lent is our time to enter back into the spiritual gym and start working out our faith lives. What are the parts of your faith life that need to get toned up? Is it praying more, attending Mass more often, reading the scriptures? What are the extra calories you don't need that weighs you down? Is it too much TV, computer, or screen time? Is it too much time spent away from family on selfish wants? Do you have an obsession with food, drink, or other inappropriate vices? By spending these 40 days in the desert or in the gym, you can help yourself by getting rid of these extra calories or distractions that get in the way of your relationship with God and toning up your spiritual muscles. When you become more healthy in your faith life, then you're able to live out your baptismal promises. These promises include being the disciples of Christ. One of the first things Jesus did when he came from the desert was to recruit his disciples to help him carry out the mission of the church. But God knows we can't do this without his help. We need to be spiritually healthy, which can come through fasting and lots of prayer, faith, and trust. So let God be your workout buddy, and maybe invite a few others along the way to help keep you motivated. I'll be praying for you through the rest of your Lenten journey. And remember, stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.